Want to have better conversations? Join my free 21-day confidence building course. You'll learn how to effectively talk about yourself and clearly explain what you do, so you'll be able to have more meaningful conversations with less awkward silences. Sign up now at freeconfidencecourse.com. You're listening to Stand Out Get Noticed, the show that helps you communicate with confidence so you can stand out from the crowd and get noticed by all the right people. If you want to be a person of influence and achieve success in business and in life, this podcast is for you. To subscribe to the show, go to thecmethod.com. Hi there, welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 47 and I am your host, Christina Canters. So you know how I'm always encouraging you to get outside your comfort zone to learn, grow and build your confidence? Well, my guest this week helps other people do this for a living. Yep, Chris Jackson is a life coach, personal development junkie, and a good friend of mine. He coaches groups and individuals to help them find their passion, break through the barriers holding them back, and live to their full potential. You can learn more about Chris at chrisjacksoncoaching.com. Now, I was very excited to get him on the show this week because we're both really passionate about helping other people to overcome fear. And in this conversation, we talk about how you can do that, how to overcome your fear, how Chris himself overcame his fear of talking to women. We also talk about the right mindset that you need to be confident in social situations, and also what he teaches his coaching clients to help them overcome their fears, plus much, much more. Show notes for this episode will be at thecmethod.com/lifecoach. Firstly, I'd like to give a shout out to Bin, George and Jody, who all left lovely Stitcher reviews for me this week. So you may have heard me talk about iTunes reviews, but Stitcher reviews are just as important to get the podcast more exposure to all those lovely Android users. No, I haven't forgotten about you, lovely Android user. So if you find this episode interesting, or if you learn something new, I would really appreciate a review in Stitcher. And I'll be honest, leaving a review in Stitcher is actually easier than leaving a review in iTunes. It's very simple. All you have to do is go to thecmethod.com/stitcher, and that will take you to a link to leave a review. Too easy. Also, I have a couple of exciting announcements, but I'll leave those until the end because I want to get into the conversation with Chris. But I will tell you that they both involve travel and speaking, and I'm very excited about both of these things. So I will be sharing those with you at the end of the episode. Okay, you ready to push past your comfort barrier? Cool. Let's meet the very lovely Chris Jackson. So Chris, I'm excited to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm finally glad that I made it onto your show. I've been listening to your podcast for a while, so I'm glad to be here, Christina.
For people who don't know, we actually met... We met at a young and wildly successful seminar, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
And then we met again at the Tony Robbins Unleash the Power seminar.
Yeah.
So you're a bit of a personal development junkie, a self-confessed personal development junkie, right?
Yeah, I love it. It's my number one passion in life is personal development. And yeah, I just love it. There's just something about it that I've always loved. And I guess in my career as a life coach now, it's something that I get to access every day in my every conversation I have with people. So yeah, I just love it. As you can tell, you know, when we were jumping up and down going nuts at Tony Robbins, it was you could see that's what I was passionate about. So and I know it's a passion of yours as well. So yeah, I think that's great that we've got that in common.
And you're one of the most smiley, friendly people I've ever met. You're so enthusiastic and I love your energy. So
thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you. It was great to dance with you at Tony Robbins. How did you transition into life coaching?
Very, very good question. I was, just to give you guys a little bit of background behind me, I was working in the mining and minerals processing industry for 9 years. And obviously a very lucrative industry, working as an engineer, but it got to a point where I just wasn't passionate about it. It just wasn't meaningful for me. And I just knew that there was more to life. I wanted to find my purpose and my passion and my mission. And engineering was great, but it just wasn't any of that. So I had no idea what my passion, my mission was. And I guess I was lucky enough to have, been doing enough personal development and hanging out with people like yourself and really getting into that zone of learning more about myself, where I got to the point where I realized that I needed to make a shift. And I knew that I was good at personal development and loved it. And I was actually lucky enough to stumble on a Facebook ad to study life coaching. So it was kind of a little bit of fortune and a little bit of luck. And I guess also a little bit of my own doing that enabled me to discover that. But yeah, ultimately, the universe conspired in my favor, and I discovered, that life coaching was actually amazing. And the only way I actually would have discovered that was actually by trying it, by actually literally, signing up to the course and finding out what it was about. And after I actually signed up and had my first, 3-day immersion in coaching, I was just blown away, and I just knew that that's what I was meant to do. It was like, yes, I found it. It's like I was found the thing that I was meant to do, and I was just blown away by it. So. I mean, obviously that's the short version of the story, but essentially in a nutshell, that's how I discovered it.
The long version will be coming out in a book
Oh yes.
very,
Probably
very
a
shortly.
couple of volumes. Couple of volumes. Yeah. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, I wanted to talk to you on the show because we've talked a bit about this before, just about this idea of confidence and going outside your comfort zone. And that's something that, as you would know, I very much like to do and share my experiences on the show. So I wanted to talk about your experiences of getting outside your comfort zone and obviously becoming a life coach, leaving your job and becoming a life coach is one of them. But there are other things that I know that you've done that definitely take a bit of confidence. Like wearing insanely crazy leggings out in public. And can you tell me what have you learnt, and maybe with regards to your coaching as well, what have you learned about getting outside your comfort zone, and how does that serve you as an individual and as a coach?
Yeah, I love your question, Christina. Yeah, I'd say what I've learned about getting outside of my comfort zone would be that when I've gotten out of my comfort zone, it's been the most intensely rapid period of growth in my life. I guess I can relate to playing it safe for a lot of my life. And I guess getting on this coaching journey and the conversations that I have with people on a daily basis that can be, I guess, very, very deep and personal issues, certainly have been one of those areas where I've certainly been challenged in terms of my comfort zone and what I'm feeling comfortable I actually talk about with people. But I guess the other major part of my comfort zone, I guess, has really been, I guess, in the context of identity. I've been an engineer for most of my life, and then, having the confidence and to just be, I guess, just really step into the unknown. In pursuing another career, basically just transitioning into another industry, a totally different career, takes an incredible amount of courage. And so there certainly is, so many components of this career and this journey that I've literally had to learn from scratch and teach myself and discover, and coming from a place of not really knowing where I'm going. So, having faith in the process and just backing myself and believing myself has probably been the biggest thing. But certainly, every day there's something new where I'm pushing myself, where I'm pushing myself beyond my comfort zone. And yeah, it doesn't always feel good, but it's one of these classic things of delayed gratification. It's only through taking action that we conquer our fears. But on the other side of that, is real confidence and just an amazing feeling when you actually conquer your fears and actually push through something that you were scared of, but then afterwards you just knew I had that. What was I scared of all that time? So yeah, I guess, yeah, probably the biggest thing I've realized is that when I actually do back myself, when I actually do push myself into past my comfort zone, that's when I actually sometimes get my best results is when I
Do you have
actually,
an example of that?
yeah, I'll give you an example. I did my first group coaching session the other day. And so I was
How many
There
people?
was five people, and it was for a business, a
Okay.
local business, and so coaching their employees. And this was my first ever group coaching experience. And I was speaking to business owners, and they said, "Hey, would you like to do some group coaching?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure, I'd love. Yeah, let's do group coaching." And I'm secretly in my mind, I'm going, "Shit, I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, I've never done group coaching before, but let's just say yes and work out how." So I just said yes and said, "Yeah, of course, let's do this." And kind of so that I mean, it gave me a week or so to sort of prepare and kind of come up with a strategy of how I wanted to coach these people, but so I was kind of a little bit scared and a little bit not really knowing what I was going into. But when I actually went there, it was just amazing because it unfolded in the most amazingly smooth and just really enjoyable way that I actually really surprised myself. And there was some amazing outcomes we got out of the group conversation. I ended up like having some amazing chats. The guys were just loving it. There was, going through a lot of content that they had no idea about before, and I was, really giving them a lot of clarity around, a lot of context in their lives. And at the end of it, I was like, oh my God, I've just done group coaching. Like, imagine what else I'm capable of. So I guess that's one just example in my career where, I've just thrown myself into something that I didn't particularly know how to do it, but you just sort of say yes and work out how, and on the other side of it, things just sort of seem to fall in place.
Is this something that you help your clients work through as well? Like, do you actually encourage them or push them to get outside their comfort zones to then become more
Oh,
confident? Or is there
totally.
something else that you do?
No, that's one of the big things I do. I'm a big believer in challenging people to overcome their fears directly by taking action. I'm a firm believer that the best way to conquer any fear is through action. And I guess one of the clients I've been working with recently, she actually came to me and she said she didn't feel confident with men, for example. Actually, she was recently single, and she said she didn't feel confident with men. And I said, well, we explored a little bit more, and I said, well, would you like to become more confident? She said, I'd love to. And I said, well, I'm going to tell you how to do it. And what you need to do is you need to walk up to a guy that you think is good looking and, want to have a chat to, and say hello. And she was scared of that. And she was like, oh, I can't do that. I said, well, this is your challenge. And I said, this is your challenge for this week, is to go and talk to anyone. Like, even at the supermarket or out in public, get into the habit of really, if you don't feel confident, just go and talk to them. So I set her a challenge. And she came back the next week and said, oh my God, I was chatting to these guys and it worked out fantastically, and I pushed beyond my comfort zone, and like, I feel really confident now. And so again, I set kind of challenges like that for my clients all the time, where I just really get in to push beyond their boundaries. Just even little things, like whether it be having conversations with guys that they're meeting, or women, or even just, having conversations at the supermarket. So really just pushing my clients and getting them to extend themselves.
Speaking of talking to men and talking to women, is that something that you've pushed yourself in as well?
Me personally,
Yeah.
oh, totally, yeah. I actually used to be very, very insecure with women back in my younger years, and that's actually how I got into the whole personal development world in the first place. Wanting to actually improve myself to become better with women. And again, this is what I've realized on this journey, is really every time I take action and have a conversation, whether it be with a guy or a girl, with someone at the supermarket, is just again pushing myself past my comfort zone. And really being the one who is a leader and is taking action and is courageous in just creating connections. And I guess I've certainly read my own fair share of dating books and how to be confident and all that sort of thing. But I think the best thing I've realized on this journey, I haven't read from a book. It's what I've discovered from actually getting out there and being vulnerable and having the courage to just go on when fear presents itself. Just to take action regardless of fear, and just to conquer it, just to say that, yeah, I got a win there over my fear. I got a win. So yeah, certainly my confidence has improved out of sight. Now I can walk to any girl in any bar and just go and randomly chat to her and introduce myself, and not worry about it, because I just know that, I think a great metaphor for life is, everyone in the world has their favorite fruit. Everyone else loves peach. Say, for example, your favorite fruit might be, what's your favorite fruit, Christina?
Well, to be honest, it's a random Malaysian one,
Okay, there we go.
which everyone else hates it. It's called durian.
Durian, there you go. So are the
It's
great.
smelly, and
Well,
spiky, and it smells like a tip.
there
But
you go. I think
it's amazingly good.
fantastic. So the amazing analogy that I like to share with my clients is, in your case, I'd be sharing, not everyone loves durian, okay? Okay, but if you
It's
might be the
true.
most juiciest, delicious durian in the world, but not everyone's going to love it. And you just need to be your fruit and just appreciate whoever responds and loves your kind of fruit. So that's what I've sort of embraced as a message.
Have you had an experience where someone didn't like your type of fruit?
Oh
That
yeah.
sounds really
Oh
weird.
yeah.
You've the
Yeah.
crisp fruit.
They don't like crisp fruit. Like, a lot of people that aren't into crisp fruit, that's for sure.
They're not.
Yeah.
So what actually happens, and how does that make you feel?
What I've learned is I've learned to actually internalize my self-esteem, which is basically coaching talk for basically not learning to basically worry what anyone else thinks about you, because if you worry what anyone else thinks about you, you're basically outsourcing your emotions to external forces that are outside of your control. So
Wait, say that again. You're outsourcing
your emotions control to other people.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yep. I love that. Yep.
So
you're giving them control instead of taking control of it yourself.
You're outsourcing your control to external forces that are outside of your control. So what I've decided to do is to say, well, look, I'm going to be the one that controls my emotions. I'm going to control how I respond. And that means that I'm not going to make it mean that there's anything wrong with me if someone doesn't like me. It just means that I'm not their kind of fruit. By kind of thinking in that way, that sort of allowed me to sort of be a bit more courageous and actually just not beat myself up if I have an interaction with someone, say, you know, go up and chat to a girl and she doesn't like me, she doesn't like me. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with me. It just means that I wasn't her kind of fruit. And that's totally fine. Because it wasn't meant to be anyway. So that's fantastic.
No, she probably wasn't your kind of fruit either.
There you go. And this is totally right. And everyone's a winner because we've evolved from that conversation, you know, I guess with a truth that, you know, that it wasn't meant to be, which is, you know, it's what life's about is, you know, finding people that connect with you.
I was having a conversation earlier with my boyfriend, actually, about confidence versus no fear of judgment. And he thinks that they're completely, he was saying that they're two completely different things. And I was like, well, if you don't care what other people think of you, doesn't that then give you confidence? And he disagreed. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, I think ultimately if we're not occupied and not concerned with what others think of us and we're not afraid of rejection, I think that's the ultimate tool for confidence. You know, because I think confidence for me, again, this is just my personal view, but constant confidence comes from within. It's your own sense of self. It's your own belief in who you are and what you're about. So, again, going back to, you know, if someone else doesn't respond to you or if we're fearful of someone else's reaction to us, again, we're just outsourcing, you know, our emotions and our sense of esteem to other people and other things. So I think when we can come from a place of really just embracing who we are and not actually caring what the response is, I think that's when we do our best work. I think that's when we're actually authentically ourselves because we're not trying to be something we're not. We're just naturally, innately being the people we are and comfortable and confident with whatever happens and not being attached to an outcome.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yes. And this is something that I've gone through a lot and just in terms of putting out content, getting up to speak, you always have this fear of what are people thinking of me. And I find this with people that I coach when they get up to give a presentation, right? Everyone's always afraid of, oh my God, are they judging me? Are they judging me? When really, again, that's outsourcing that emotional control, right? And I find that as I've gotten older, I tend to care less about what people think. And I've read great blog posts about this as well, about if you just give less of an F, right, then that's the best way to have confidence. But with the confidence thing again, is confidence something that you, is it a skill that you learn or is it all in the mind, whether you have it or not? Because you're saying before how your client, she said, I'm not confident with talking to men, but then she went out and did it, took action, came back, and then she said, oh, I'm confident now. Did she actually get more confident or was she always confident, but in her mind she thought maybe she wasn't?
Yeah.
Is it a mindset or is it an actual skill?
Oh, look, I think first and foremost, it's a mindset because if you look back in, your history or everyone's history, you know, back when we were little kids, we literally just run around the playground and just say, would you be my friend? You know, hello. Literally, we were confident then. So then, all of a sudden at some point in our lives, we decided to not be confident. So it was a skill that we always had. So somewhere along the line, fear and limiting beliefs start to creep in, which is basically coaching talk for basically, you know, a disempowering way of thinking that basically limits us in our behavior. So at some point in our lives, we sort of learned, learning that it's sometimes easier to play it safe. You know, sometimes, you know, we get rejected. So at some point in our lives, we become not confident. So again, I'm a firm believer that it literally is a mindset because we had that when we were kids. We lost it at some point and then we regain it. We re-tap into the essence of the truth of who we really are as a person. So yeah, but again, I think it's also can be a skill as well because it can be something that can be trained. So I think it's also a combination of both mindset, but also can be a skill in terms of we can train ourselves and we can, you know, use a lot of mind hacks and a lot of, you know, a lot of principles in personal development to really, you know, conquer that fear. As you know, things like doing anchors when we were jumping around in Tony Robbins, you know, firing ourselves up. I guess that's something like you could actually describe that as being a learned tool or
True.
a skill, if you like, that can help you and assist you. So I think it is a bit of both, but mainly mindset.
What are some other confidence building tips or tools that you share with your clients?
Yeah, I think the probably the biggest one I share with my clients is actually getting them to believe in themselves, that they are actually doing the best that they possibly can with the resources that they have at the time. So everyone is always doing the best that they can. And when people actually realize that they're always doing the best that they possibly can, they can actually go a little bit easier on themselves and actually forgive themselves and actually be a bit more playful with how they actually go about any interaction in life. So when people sort of start to go, you know, forgive themselves and go a bit easier on themselves and realize that no one's perfect, but they're doing their best, I think that gives people a lot of freedom to really just be at peace with who they are. So that's one thing I give my clients. I guess the other thing as well is I give my clients a lot of, I guess a lot of motivational information and inspirational content. I'd say, you know, certainly being conscious of what we feed our minds is certainly another thing that I'm always telling my clients. Obviously, there's the self-talk in a dialogue that's going on. So giving people the awareness of what they're actually thinking and reversing it. So a classic thing would be, you know, instead of asking how can this go wrong, which is a question we're sometimes subconsciously asking, be conscious of that and say, well, look, let's change it, let's flip it. How can this go right? Or instead of asking, oh, well, what am I missing out on? What am I gaining? You know, again, just flipping all the negative questions to positive questions at a subconscious and conscious level. But also, you know, being conscious of what we're feeding our minds on a daily basis in terms of what are we listening to, like, you know, podcasts like this, you know, what books are we reading, what personal development seminars are we going to, and what are we actually actively, consciously doing to instill that constant positive mindset, because it's like a muscle. The way I see a mind is like it's like a muscle. The more that we can actually instill in terms of positive content, the more likely we are to actually go out there in a day and be positive.
Can you share what you listen to in the morning? 'Cause I know you have a very rigorous morning routine, and it's something that I aspire to. Would you be so kind to share that with us?
Certainly, Christina, I'd love to. So on my whiteboard in my room, I have a big long list where I originally started out as calling it my hour of power, which I originally got the concept from Tony Robbins, and it's now turned into an hour and a half of power. So it's basically my morning ritual where I go through everything from, you know, waking up first thing in the morning, I drink a heap of water, I do a 20-minute meditation exercise, and again, it depends on, you know, the time of day, or, you know, I can do it either in the morning or the evening. But I go through meditation. I usually do some reading, you know, personal growth material. I do some exercise, usually either a session, the quick session in the gym, or go for a run. I usually do a bit of yoga, some stretches. Again, this is all sort of like 10, 20-minute blocks. I do some incantations, like self-belief work, where I'm actually like pumping myself up. You know, really going through, you know, what my values are, what my mission is, what my vision is to who I want to become as a person. And then I crank on some pretty awesome tunes. I usually actually have a dance in my bathroom in front of my mirror. Leon, I know that kind of sounds a bit crazy, but I find for me it really just works. I just literally put on some awesome tunes, like really, really upbeat tunes, and I just jump around just going nuts. And it's usually for 5 or 10 minutes. I know. And
Party
this is
for
like,
one, Chris's
yeah, totally. Just like
bathroom.
busting out the dance moves. You know, I can try out a few cool new moves as well, you know, because no one else can see. So anyway, so you know, really getting into that mindset of like choosing what emotion do I want to feel. And it's not every morning where I'm playing pump up music. Some mornings I'm playing, you know, kind of meditation music or something, but more chilled out. But my favorite is really pump up music.
Which leggings do you wear?
Really good question. Christina would be referring to the tight black milk leggings that I wore to the Tony Robbins event that I
And
was
people were
strutting
saying,
around in.
now that's a confident man.
I do love wearing tights at particular events, whether it be personal development and that sort of thing. That's certainly, maybe we can go into that as another story in a second, but I'll just finish off with my
I'll put a
routine.
picture of that in the show notes, by the way. Yeah, sorry,
Yeah, put it
finish
up
off
there.
with
Yeah, totally.
it.
I love it. So then also following that with listening to a lot of motivation, I've got a channel on that I listen to on SoundCloud. And like a lot of Les Brown, Les Brown has got to be one of the most motivated. For those that don't know Les Brown, I don't know whether you know him, Christina, but he's one of the most motivationally inspiring people that is just, I just listen to him and I just light up inside. He's just a fantastic man. I listen to a lot of Tony Robbins as well. I also listen to Brendan Burchard. He's actually got some really cool stuff as well.
What's the SoundCloud channel?
It's I think it's I'll have to check it for I'll check it for you and find out for you, and we can put it in your
Yeah,
podcast
sure.
notes. I'll find out for you. But it's like the ultimate personal development mix, and it's just like Tony Robbins, Brendan Burchard, Les Brown. It's got all this awesome stuff, and if you want to get your morning just charging, just listen to this, and you'd literally be bouncing out the door. So, yeah. So that's in a nutshell. That's my routine in the morning. Yeah, and that really just gets me fired up for the day. And I walk out of the front door just feeling awesome.
Love that. I've actually started dancing in the bathroom recently because I got one of those Bluetooth speakers for Christmas. So now I have it in the bathroom, and then I go in there and I just chuck on some music and I dance around. I have a sing in the shower.
I love it.
I do my cold showers actually. Do you do cold showers?
Yeah, I still do my cold shower for the benefit of the audience. It's where I turn the cold tap on at the end of my shower for say 5 minutes, and I just focus on the main. I usually pick three things that I'm grateful for, and really just stand there for 5 minutes, really just immersing in the gratitude of like awesome things I have in my life. And I'll pick three different things each day, and really just focus on that to just again give me that amazing feeling of waking up feeling grateful.
Doesn't that include hot water? I'm so grateful for hot water.
Oh, hot water is so good. That's one I always go back. But in Perth, it's pretty warm here now, so if I could have an ice bath, I'd actually prefer an ice bath. But yeah, certainly, I'm very grateful for the ability to bathe in potable water. That's a pretty amazing thing. Yeah.
Love it. So, what's next for you in your personal development journey?
Yeah, I've got a heap of stuff planned for this year. I've got a lot of personal development seminars coming up. I'm going to Tony Robbins later on, and I've got a lot of other coaching training coming up this year. But the big thing that I want to get into is going to be doing, I guess, getting more involved in group coaching. That's something that I've discovered that I really love doing, and where I can actually, I guess, contribute and teach people and coach on a greater scale and actually just make more of an impact. So that's one thing I'm really looking to get into. The other thing I want to get into as well is going to be really around being, I guess, being a speaker. I mean, you're incredibly inspiring, Christina, because you speak so well and you communicate so effectively.
Oh, thank
And
you.
that's one thing that I want to have the ability to be on stage and command a presence and actually have my message be received from an audience. So that's the next step in my journey will be becoming a public speaker presenter, and I'd love to become the next Tony Robbins. That would be my that's my like ultimate big hairy audacious goal in life, is to be up on stage with thousands of people. So yeah, at some point becoming a presenter and public speaker and trainer is where I see myself going. So this year will be really working towards that as well.
For someone who is an individual who's thinking about maybe getting a life coach, or they're interested in meeting different life coaches and learning more about it, what would you say is the first step for them? Like, how does someone go about finding a life coach?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I guess probably the most common way that people actually get put in touch with a life coach is through someone they know. Generally, people trust their friends and their acquaintances with the people that they deal with. So that's usually the first method is a life coach will get recommended to you. So for those people out there wanting to get coaching, you could ask your friends, hey, do you know any life coaches, or have you been to a life coach that you can recommend? That's probably the first and foremost way that people normally do it. I guess another way is, obviously going through Google. You can Google, a life coach in your local area, local coaches, and then, just getting in contact with a life coach. And most coaches, they offer the service of you can actually meet the coach face to face before you actually have the session, so you can find out if the coach is going to be a good fit for you, and if their message and if their, I guess, their style, if you like, is going to work for that particular client. So that most coaches are really, really quite good when it comes to that, because you can meet your coach and find out is it going to work, that sort of thing.
Because it is a very personal choice at the end of the day, isn't it? Because you're sharing a lot with this person, and they've got quite a responsibility. Well, if anyone listening asks me to recommend a coach, you know who I'm going to recommend, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, if people want to learn more about you and your coaching, where can they go?
Yeah, so I've got my website, which has got information about me, which is chrisjacksoncoaching.com. At the moment, I'm focusing on people that are really chasing after their passions and their purpose, wanting to find their purpose in life. So that's kind of my sort of speciality, if you like, people wanting to really get connected with themselves and find out how to turn their passion into what they do for a living. However, I also deal with like many other clients that have just got relationship issues that they want to either, find their ideal relationship or become more confident, or people that want to get rid of stress, anxiety. I also coach, people with any sort of issue in their life that they want to improve. But yeah, if you want to go to my website, you can send me an email and find out a bit about me. And if you want to consider coaching, yeah, give me a call and happy to have a chat and explain how it all works.
Excellent. Cool. Thank you so much, Chris, for being a guest on the show.
Yeah,
I hope to see you soon in your crazy leggings, maybe at another Tony Robbins session.
thanks very much for having me, Christine. It's been awesome chatting as always. I love chatting to you, and we'll definitely see each other. I'll definitely be in the leggings at some point when you see me in the future.
And there'll be a picture on the blog post of Chris in his crazy leggings, and me in crazy leggings too, actually.
Yeah, both of us.
Big thanks to Chris Jackson for being a wonderful guest on the show this week. Again, you can find out more about him at chrisjacksoncoaching.com. If you'd like to see a picture of Chris and myself in our fancy, shiny, tight, tight leggings, go to the show notes at thecmethod.com/lifecoach. And I'll also put links to how you can connect with Chris over there, as well as a link to the SoundCloud playlist he mentioned. I'll definitely be getting on that and having a listen. Okay, as promised, here are a couple of exciting announcements. Firstly, I am going to the Philippines this Friday for a month. Yes, a month. It's part of a group vocational exchange program run by Rotary. Rotary is an international group of people that do good things all around the world. And one of the good things they're doing is sponsoring me and three other young professionals to go to the Philippines for a month, stay with host families, and do professional development. So I'll be meeting with other professional trainers, other professional speakers. I'll be visiting entrepreneurship schools over there and speaking, learning about the culture, learning about how they do things over there. And I'm super excited about this opportunity. It's going to be a real learning curve for me, and I can't wait. So what I'm actually doing with the podcast is I'll still be releasing an episode a week on Wednesdays, but because I don't know how much time I'll actually get to podcast and record over there, I'm going to pre-record my podcast episodes before I go. And I'll be releasing them each week as per the normal schedule. If I do get time to podcast over there, I might be throwing some bonus episodes into the mix to keep you updated on what's been going on with my travels and my experiences over in the Philippines. So keep an eye out for that, but no promises because I don't actually know how much time I'll have to do it. And announcement number two is, I have been selected to speak at the Podcast Movement Conference in Chicago this year. It's happening in July. And I'm so, so excited about this. I'm so humbled to be speaking alongside some really big names in the podcasting world. So if you're going to Podcast Movement in July, I would love to hear from you, would love to connect with you, and I'm excited to see and hang out with all my fellow podcasting buddies when I go there. Alrighty, and that's it for episode 47. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you spending some time with me today, and I hope that you found this episode interesting and useful. I think we can all get a little bit more practice at overcoming our fears, so my challenge for you this week is to do something, of course, outside your comfort zone. Maybe go and speak to someone you've never spoken to before. Maybe try out a new class or go to a movie by yourself. Do something that you've never done before. Remember, that's the best way to learn and grow. Keep on being awesome, and I'll see you next week. My name's Christina Canters, and this has been Stand Out, Get Noticed. That song was the very popular version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow by Mr. Israel Kamakawiwole. I'm really sorry if I pronounce that wrong to any Hawaiians that are listening. Izzy, let's call him.